time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Redbird Arena in Norman, Illinois, on the campus of Illinois State University. Northwest will play an exhibition game this afternoon against Division I competition before starting the non-conference season next weekend on the road against Quincy University in Quincy, Illinois. It should be a good one here this afternoon, the only exhibition game of this 2013-2014 season, as Northwest will take on Illinois State University. We'll be back with our pregame show, the Bearcat pregame show, right after this. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-562-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Pregame Show here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We should have a good one for you here this afternoon. Northwest begins a new season with a new coach and Michael Smith. Seven new players, a new offense, and a new defense. Sounds like a lot, and it is, but for this Illinois State Redbird Ball Club, they come in also with a new coach who's not unfamiliar with Division I basketball. Barb Smith, the head coach of this Illinois State team, has been all over Colorado, also at San Diego State as well as a head coach there. She's has 26 years of Division I experience, and so they have a whole set of new players themselves. They lost a lot of people to graduation. It should be a pretty good ball game. We'll see how we the Bearcats do against this Division I competition. When we return, we'll have our pregame interview. We'll do that right after this timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Des Moines native Bill Oliver is a 1981 graduate of Northwest Missouri State and says his experiences while working on the university's public radio station, KXCV, have aided him throughout his career, and one night in particular stands out to him. July 24th, 1979, the night of the administration building fire, the fire destroyed the KXCV studios, forcing the staff and students to find a way to get the station back on the air by the next morning.
Being called out from the dorm and
seeing what was happening to the west end of the administration building, and then the immediate response by Raleigh Stallman and Warren Stuckey and everyone else in the administration to allow us to be able to put together that temporary facility in the construction trailer underneath the tower at the former tower site north of campus. And that emergency response, you know, that still stays with me anytime there's an emergency situation, be it a severe weather or whether there's a breaking news item. You know, I still roll back what's it been now 34 years to that incident and how well everybody responded.
Oliver says he has stayed in the broadcast field in a number of different capacities since graduation.
Most of what I've done since college has been in news and sports, but I've had the opportunity to be in management, in operations, had the opportunity to be a manager at three radio stations, and 3.5 years ago had the opportunity to join a new staff in Bryan College Station for a locally owned company that does things the right way.
Oliver is currently the news director of WTAW Radio in Bryan College Station, Texas.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Redbird Arena on the campus of Illinois State University. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats, Michael Smith. And Coach Smith, nice to have you with us.
Well, I tell you, it's, you know, Ronnie, it's been a long time that I've coming. I feel like this has been just a dream come true to be able to wear the green and white again, wear the paw on the chest. It's just something that I was able to do quite a few years ago, and if I ever had the opportunity to come back, I was chomping at the bit a little bit. So to be able to have this opportunity to be the next women's coach here at Northwest is truly an honor, and you know, we're excited to get started here and kind of see what we're made of here today in Illinois State.
Let's talk a little bit about your ball club. You come in with a team that went 15-13 last year, but you come in with a entirely new system, new offense, new defense. How's it going so far?
Well, it's you know, as many coaches would say that they're in a similar situation, it's probably a day-to-day work in progress, and that's what it's been. You know, the best thing about this group is that, honestly, we've had many, many, many more positive days where I felt like we got better as a team than we have going the other way. So on the young season with a new staff, you know, a bunch of new players, basically, it's that's about all you can ask for, you know. And we've only been going, you know, what, 3 weeks, really, I guess you could say. So 18 days worth of practice, a couple scrimmages in there. So we're definitely a work in progress, as I mentioned, but I feel like that our effort has been there day in and day out, and that's one of the things that's going to be key for us today, because really we're still learning, we're still trying to figure ourselves out, let alone what Illinois State is trying to do today. So that's the main thing for us, is try to get better as a team every day and get more comfortable, more familiar with our teammates.
Talk a little bit about offensively, what can Bearcat fans expect to see on the court from the Bearcats this afternoon?
Well, yeah, deep down, I've always been a motion coach at heart. You know, I've had to often change things up depending on the personnel that I've had throughout the years. But I came in knowing that, you know, hopefully this was going to be a long haul for me at Northwest. So I wanted to put my system in from day one. And whether or not we had a few kids that could adjust to it, that's kind of how it goes. But if I didn't, we'd be set back one or two more years if I didn't, you know, really try to emphasize our motion offense, where we're setting screens, setting a lot of screens, reading a lot of screens. You know, a lot of coaches today have kind of gotten away from a true motion because it takes a lot of patience. It's hard to teach, and you got to have the right personnel to run it. You know, it'd be easy for us to put 5, 10, 15 sets in and where the play is designed for a certain player, but I'm an old-school kind of guy where I'm a half-court man-to-man guy defense, and we're going to run some motion offense, and I think that's the true way that the game of basketball needs to be played. And in the end, I think our players will become better players individually in our system after being in it for, you know, 2 or 3 more months. So we're going to get there. There's no doubt in my mind. We have to stay patient. I have to stay patient as a coach. And we've got a good group of experienced and returning players, upperclassmen, that, you know, have gotten frustrated at times just like I have. But you know, at the end of the day in practice, we say, hey, you know, tomorrow's a new day. Let's try to get better.
Let's talk a little bit about now Illinois State. They come in with a new coach in her first year here at Illinois State, but she's certainly accustomed to being in Division I coaching circles. 26 years, she played for Ohio State University and was a really good player in and of itself. What do you expect out of this team?
Well, you know, again, the new staff on the Illinois State side, they're trying to find out what works well for them. We think that they're going to run a similar style motion like we do, and I hope so, because I feel like we practice against it every day. You know, hopefully we'll be somewhat prepared for. It's probably the thing that adjustment that we're going to have to work on is their post play. They've got a couple of really tough physical post players inside, and with the new rules change this year, I'm worried that could not play in our favor if we get in foul trouble early. So, you know, their perimeter players are taller. I think athleticism-wise, I think we might have a slight advantage on the perimeter. But really, I think the game's going to be won and lost probably at the free throw line, and that's coming down to being disciplined and not getting in foul trouble, in particular for us in the post.
You know, the other night at the coaches' show, you mentioned that, you know, you thought you matched up pretty well against this team.
Yeah, no, I do. I really do. And the thing is that when they've got 15 scholarships to begin with and at this level, and we only start with 10, we're already at a disadvantage, you know, with that. And we've got a couple of key people that are hurt for us. You know, obviously not having Maggie in the lineup is, you know, I hope it doesn't hurt us, but it'd be nice to have that additional depth in the post, I should say, because as I mentioned, I think that's really going to be one of the key factors in today's ball game is the type of how they're going to let us play in a post, if they're going to let us play physical. Defensively, are they going to let us really, because my teams have been known to be really physical and not back down, I guess you could say, from a challenge. And a lot of that's going to depend on what the officials let us do today, yeah, really.
Coach, good luck this afternoon, and let's get a win.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited to see what we're about, as I mentioned, and it's always good to get away. You know, first overnight trip, thinking about basketball, doing a little team bonding. You know, those are the type of things on early and there in the season that you're excited about. Regardless of the outcome, I just want to see our effort and see us do a few good things, and I really think we will.
That's head coach Michael Smith of the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats. We'll continue with the Bearcat Coaches Show right after this. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Behavioral Sciences will host its first ever visit day for prospective students Monday, November 11th at 9 o'clock in the morning. The event is designed for high school students from throughout the four-state region interested in preparing for a variety of related careers. Behavioral Sciences Department Chair Carla Edwards says visiting high school students will attend classes.
They'll be going to behavioral sciences classes, classes that have high impact activities. I believe they're going to be in Dr. Habrion's class and Dr. Hendricks' class, and both instructors really enjoy interactive classrooms.
Edwards says the Department of Behavioral Sciences has a very strong group of engaged students.
About half of our majors are engaged in research and presenting at conferences by their junior or senior year. Also, all students do research and data collection during their work here at Northwest Missouri State University. A very high proportion of our students make it into graduate school, and we've just got a real student-friendly department.
Edwards says high school students will be able to interact with these current Northwest students.
The students will also be meeting with and having lunch with current students from the social sciences research group, from the psychology, sociology society, and from PsyChi, the honor students in the department.
Edwards says she is excited for the first ever behavioral sciences visit day and says the department will probably offer it again in the spring. Northwest offers four behavioral sciences majors through the College of Education and Human Services, along with five minors in the department. Majors include psychology, comprehensive majors in psychology and sociology, industrial organizational psychology, and biopsychology. Minors include child and family studies, gerontology, psychology, sociology, and sports psychology.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Redbird Arena, site of this exhibition game between Division I Illinois State Redbirds and the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats here this afternoon. Let's give you the starting lineups. First of all, for the Illinois State Redbirds, they will start a 5'7 senior guard from Florescent, Missouri, Chloe Nelson. Also starting will be a 5'8" sophomore from Oak Park, Illinois, Stakara Hall. A 6'1 senior guard from Geneva, Illinois, Allison Seaberger. And starting, a 5'11 junior guard from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, Katie Wingy. And rounding out the starting five for the Redbirds, a 6'1 junior forward from Roland, Iowa, Maddie Oliver. For your Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats, they will start 5'6" junior guard from South Bend, Indiana, Ariel Easton. 5'9" junior guard from Omaha, Nebraska, Ashley Nelson. 5'3" senior guard from Victoria, Australia, Monique Stevens. Also starting will be 6'2" freshman forward from Jefferson City, Missouri, Shelby Mustaine. And starting will be a 5'8" junior guard from Kansas City, Missouri, Alexandria Blaurock. Those are your starting lineups. We'll be back with the tip right after you hear this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaccaro & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MarysvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarysvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Illinois State University, Redbird Arena. We're just about set to tip it off here this afternoon. It will be Allison Seaberger, and she'll go it up against Northwest Shelby Mustang. Ball's in the air, and the tip is controlled by the Redbirds. With the basketball is Nelson. Nelson will bring it across the timeline. She'll work right side wing. Now come left side, top of the key. Looking for some help. Northwest in that tough man-to-man, and they're all over him to start this ball game. They'll go inside. Shot blocked in there. Mustaine, and now she steps out of bounds. Turnover Northwest, and that will give the ball back to Illinois State on their end of the floor here. Just underway from Illinois State University, the exhibition game, the only one for either one of these two teams. Northwest out of Division II, Illinois State out of Division I. Inbounds, and we've got a five-second call. Great man-to-man defense by the Bearcats, and they get the turnover and will have the ball back. Mustaine will inbounds, and she will get it into Stevens. Stevens will bring it down the floor for the Bearcats. She was picked up by Nelson at half court. She'll work right side wing now. Comes over on the other side, has it knocked away by Hall, but Northwest gets it back. With the basketball, top of the key. They go back to Stevens on the wing. Top of the key. Thought about the three. Now over and inside to Blaurock, and her shot will not go, and it's going to be out of bounds off of one of the Bearcats. So that will give the ball back to Illinois State here. With the basketball is Nelson. Nelson will be picked up by Stevens. She'll go over on the left side wing now. With the basketball is Wingy. Out top it goes to Hall. Now back over to Nelson. Nelson, top of the key. They'll try to go inside. Now we've got a whistle and a three-second call inside. That turnover will be number two on Illinois State and give the ball back to the Bearcats. Mustaine inbounds to Stevens. Stevens will set the offense for the Bearcats. She'll go over on the right side wing. With the basketball is Easton. She tries to go inside to Mustaine and is knocked away, stolen out of there by the Redbirds. With the basketball down the floor, and we've got a blocking foul. No basket. Foul is going to go against Blaurock. That will be her first personal foul on Northwest. Illinois State will inbounds underneath their own basket here. Still no score. 18:36 remaining in the first half. Get it in, and now the long three on the way, and it's good. Wingy knocks down the first points of the ball game with that three-pointer. Northwest with it, top of the key. They'll go to Easton. Easton over to Blaurock. Blaurock on the right side wing gets it to Mustang. She'll give back now to Blaurock. Blaurock will come back, go top of the key to Stevens. Stevens directing traffic. Now she'll drive the paint. She stops, now kicks it back outside. Three on the way, won't go off the front of the iron. Rebound being fought for and controlled by Illinois State. With the shot was Nelson. She can't get it to fall for the Bearcats. Here comes the Redbirds back the other way. Chloe Nelson will set it, top of the key. Nelson, she'll move left side wing, gives off to Seaberger. Seaberger back out top to Hall. Hall, she'll drive the paint. We've got a whistle and a foul on the drive to the bucket. And that is going to go against Ashley Nelson. And for Ashley, that will be her first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Bearcats. We've got a substitution into the game for the Bearcats as Blaurock will come out. With the basketball, they go inside to the big gal. She'll put up the shot, won't go. Bearcats with the rebound. They're back on the attack now offensively. Nelson, top of the key. She'll go over. Gets it to Easton. Easton back on the right side wing to Nelson. Cross court over to Schleckinger. Here's shot will not go. Schleckinger just into the ball game out of Manila, Iowa for the Bearcats. With the basketball now is the Redbirds. Redbirds, top of the key to Nelson. Nelson, she'll come left side, goes inside. Shot off the glass, won't go. Mustaine doing a real nice job against a much bigger Gebhardt for Illinois State. That shot will not go. Rebound comes out to Illinois State. Northwest just can't find the bucket here in the early going. They trail 3-0. Loose ball picked up and controlled by Easton. Easton on the break. She'll put up the layup. It won't go. Rebound, Illinois State. Here comes Illinois State back the other way. They've got a 3-on-2 break, and Nelson takes it all the way. She puts it up and in. And now it's a 5-0 ball game. With the basketball is Easton. Back over to Stevens. Stevens now to Mustaine, top of the key. Mustaine over on the right side wing to Easton. Easton works. She'll go down low on the right side. That's Stevens. She'll drive. Gives off. Mustaine open underneath. She puts it up and in. Shelby Mustaine with the first points of this season for the Bearcats. And she gets her first two. 5-2 with 15:58 left to go in the first half. Nelson with the basketball for Illinois State, and she throws it out of bounds. Turnover will go against the Redbirds, and now we've got a timeout on the floor. So with 15:53 to play here in the first half, our score, Illinois State 5, Northwest 2. We'll be back. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Welcome back to Redbird Arena on the campus of Illinois State University. Our score with 15:53 to play in the first half. It's Illinois State 5 and the Northwest Bearcats 2. Northwest having some difficulty, you know, finding their shots here in this first couple, 2 or 3 minutes of this contest. But, boy, have they done a nice job in that man-to-man defense. Coach Smith told us in the pregame interview that it was all about emotion offense and it was all about man-to-man defense. And they have really done a nice job against this Division I school in Illinois State. Northwest holding their own here, and if they can find the bucket, this could be a pretty entertaining first game of the season. Northwest, in this exhibition game, it will not count, but it'll go a long ways in telling Coach Smith what type of team they have and what they need to work on here to get ready for next weekend when they go up against Quincy University in the first game of the season for the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats. Bearcats will have the basketball, and they will inbounds and get it to Stevens. Monique with the basketball, top of the key. She goes left side wing over there, and she finds Schechinger. Schechinger now to back over to Nelson. Back to Schechinger. Cross court, Monique Stevens, and that pass just a little too high. Turnover, Bearcats, and that'll give it back to the Redbirds here. 15:36 remaining first half, still 5-2 our score. Chloe Nelson with the basketball for the Illinois State Ball Club at the top of the key. She'll come left side. She is double teamed, and now she'll get the basket off and shot up and will not go. A charge is going to be called on Octavia Crump. She just entered the ball game on that timeout for Illinois State, and she'll pick up the first personal foul, first team foul on Illinois State here. Northwest with the basketball across the timeline is Stevens. She'll go right side wing. With the basketball is Annie Matthews, who just checks in. Matthews now gives off to Meredith Scott. And we've got a whistle and a foul underneath, and that foul is going to be charged. Going to go against Gebhardt, and for Gebhardt, that's going to be her first personal, team foul number 2. Shot is on the way, and it's good by Ashley Nelson. And it's now 5-3. Stevens will get a breather, as will Gebhardt. Couple of substitutions into the game now for both ball clubs. Nelson, her free throw is on the way, and it's good. Nelson now with a couple of points here this afternoon, and Northwest pulls to within 1-5-4 with 15 minutes remaining in the first half. Nelson with the basketball, foul underneath, and that foul is going to go against Annie Matthews, I believe, for the Bearcats. And that will be her first, team foul number 3. Nelson will inbounds underneath the Redbirds basket. She's trying. She can't find anybody. And we've got another 5 second. That's the second 5 second violation of the ball game. Northwest again, very, very good defensively. And they'll get the basketball back. A chance to take the lead here for the first time in the ball game. With the basketball is Nelson. Nelson will come cross court. With the basketball is Schechinger. Now loose ball on the floor. Nelson comes up with it on her knees with the basketball. She'll clear it out. Now they give it back to her, and she'll come down the court. In the paint, jump step. We've got a whistle and a foul. That foul is going to go against Northwest. And it's going to go against Velda Heisen, her first personal. Kenna, her first action of the year. Nelson will inbound. She'll get it in. Shot up on the way. Off the glass. Won't go. That shot taken by Pooney, and it won't go. Here comes Northwest with the rebound and the basketball. We've got a whistle and a traveling call, and that's going to go against Ariel Easton of Northwest. So we're seeing lots of turnovers, but really not to be expected here. First game for both of these ball clubs. Crump will inbounds, and she'll get it in to Nelson here. Down to 14:20 left to go first half. 5-4, Illinois State leads Northwest. With the basketball is Crump. She'll go inside. Shot up off the iron. Won't go. Rebound Annie Matthews. Annie, she'll clear it out of there, and she'll get it up the floor quickly. Easton with the basketball. Clears it back outside. It goes to Bell Heisen. Her shot is blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Illinois State. That got a rise from this home crowd at Illinois State. Three-pointer on the way, and it's good. With the basket was Mackenzie Freeman off the bench, and her first shot goes down for a three-pointer. 8-4. Illinois State up by their largest lead of the ball game against Northwest here with 13:30 left to play. There's a three-pointer on the way, and it's good for Merity Scott. Scott with her first points now, and that draws the Bearcats back to within one here. Our score, 8-7, 13:20 to play, first half. With the basketball, Illinois State with it is Wingy. Wingy, she has it knocked away. It's stolen by Scott. Scott up quickly. Underneath, we've got a whistle and a foul. They were trying to get it inside to Schechinger, and she draws the foul. And that foul is going to go against Illinois State, and Schechinger can't get the first one to fall, so Mustaine and also Stevens checks back in for Matthews and Velda Heisen. They'll get a breather here. Next shot will not go from Schechinger again, so she's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. With the basketball now is Hall. Hall, she'll drive baseline, put up a shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound Easton. Easton, she's back the other way. Northwest in a hurry now. In the paint, pulls up, little 10-foot jumper, and it's good. Adriel Houston with her first 2 points, and Northwest now has their first lead at 9-8 against this Division I ball game. Exhibition action from Normal, Illinois, and we've got a whistle and a foul. That'll go against Northwest, and it's going to be charged against Merity Scott, I believe. That'll be her first personal foul. 5 team fouls on the Bearcats. We got Seeberger back into the game now for Illinois State. Also, Blaurock in there for Northwest. Shot up on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Illinois State puts it up. It won't go. Mustaine is there. She'll clear it out. Gets it to Stevens. Here comes Northwest with the lead and the basketball. Northwest 9-8 over Illinois State here. They'll go over to Blaurock on the baseline. She'll pull it back out on the left side wing. Comes cross court, right side to Scott. Scott looks inside. There's Mustaine. Mustaine puts up a shot. It won't go. Rebound comes out of there and cleared by Seaberger. She'll get it over to Hall. Hall over on the right side wing. On the baseline now, and they'll kick it back outside, and it goes, and we've got a whistle and yet another foul. No, it's a timeout. Northwest will take their first timeout. With the timeout on the floor, we'll take a timeout here. 11:55 to play first half. Our scores, the Bearcats 9, the Redbirds 8. We'll be back. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Welcome back to Redbird Arena here on the campus of Illinois State University. And our score, the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats 9 and the Illinois State Redbirds 8 here in the early going. 11:55 left to go in this first half, and it's been a good first half for Northwest. They're not shooting as well as they would probably like. They're shooting 30% from the field. They're shooting 33% from the three-point line, and they're just shooting 50% from the free throw line. They've gone to the line a couple of times, and they're 2-for-4 from the line. Not much better for Illinois State. They're only shooting 27.3% from the free throw line. They are a little hotter from the three-point line. They're 2-for-3 from that three-point line, shooting 66.7%, and they've not been at the charity stripe so far here this afternoon. Again, Northwest leads 9-8 over Illinois State in this exhibition contest. Northwest will get it inbounds and bringing it down the length of the court will be Monique Stevens. Stevens, right side wing. She goes left side, top of the key. Now they get it to Easton. Easton underneath, loses it out of bounds. Turnover Northwest, and that'll give it back to the Illinois State Ball Club here. Seaberger will get it in to Nelson. Nelson across the timeline, comes right side wing to Hall. They go down low, try to find a player down there, Bess, and we've got a whistle and a foul as she was making a move to the bucket. That'll go against Shelly Mustaine, her first personal foul, and it's going to send Illinois State to the free throw line. Zenobia Best will go to the free throw line, her first trip there tonight, and she misses her first. Ashley Nelson checks back into the ball game now as Meredith Scott will get a breather. Best back at the free throw line. Her second shot is on the way, and it's no good. Rebound picked up by Illinois State. That shot will not go. Mustaine is there with the rebound. She'll kick it out and get it to Easton. Easton, right side wing, top of the key to Stevens. Stevens over on the left side. Blaurock now to Easton. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound Hall. Hall clears it out to Nelson. Nelson down the left side. She'll move over. Now drive the paint. Stops, puts up a little five-footer, and it's good. Chloe Nelson, she's got 4 points this afternoon, and that gives the Redbirds the lead back, 10-9 here. Stevens, top of the key, finds Nelson. Nelson, she'll drive the paint now and loses the ball. Picked up by the Redbirds. They've got a break, one-on-one. Layup won't go. Stevens with the rebound, and Coach Smith will take a 30-second timeout. So with 10:44 to play here, we'll keep it here. Our score, it's the Redbirds 10, the Bearcats 9. And I think Coach Smith just saw a couple of mistakes he didn't like. They were kind of careless with the basketball and then allowed this Illinois State team to get on the run a little bit. And he's talking things over and maybe settling his young Bearcats down just a little bit here. 10:44 to play in this first half. Redbirds 10, Bearcats 9. Exhibition game, the first for both teams, the only exhibition game for both teams. As we mentioned, this Bearcat team will start the season next Saturday at Quincy University in Quincy, Illinois. For Illinois State, they will travel and play Northern Kentucky to get their season underway. With the basketball is Stevens. Stevens now will go on the left side wing, goes down low, has it knocked out of bounds. That'll be off of Seaburg of Illinois State. So Northwest will inbounds right in front of that Redbird bench here. It'll be Easton to inbound. She'll get it in and does so to Schechinger. Back to Stevens. Stevens with it, goes over to Nelson. Nelson will drive the paint. Now kicks it back outside. Easton's got an open look at a three. Won't go, and we've got a whistle and a foul underneath. That foul is going to go against Mustaine. And she will sit down. Annie Matthews back into the ball game for the Bearcats here, and to the free throw line will go Bess once again. Best eyes the free throw line. The shot is up, will not go. Rebound comes out. Ashley Nelson for Northwest. Up to Stevens. Stevens with it. Stevens, top of the key. Now over to Easton. Easton on the right side wing. Easton. She stops, picks up her dribble, now gets it over to Ashley, and we've got a whistle and a travel. That'll be a turnover of Bearcats, so a lot of turnovers here in the early going. 10-9 our score. Illinois State leads Northwest. They have the lead in the basketball as Nelson once again will bring it up. She'll go over to Hall on the right side wing. Hall being covered up by Easton over there. Now, on a little give and go, she'll put up a little three-footer, and she gets it to go down. Sakara Hall with her first points of the afternoon, Northwest with it. And they throw it out of bounds. It will be a turnover against the Bearcats. So a little sloppy play here in the early going. Checking into the ball game now for Stevens will be Beldheisen for the Bearcats. 12-9, a three-point Illinois State lead here. Hall with the basketball. Top of the key, and they'll get it over to Stewart. Stewart just into the game now, and we've got a kick. It's going to go off of one of the Bearcats, and it will be Illinois State basketball. They'll inbounds in front of the Bearcat bench. It'll be Hall to inbounds for the Redbirds. Hall looking, gets it to Nelson. Nelson on the right wing. Nelson now comes and drives the paint, puts up the layup, and it's good. Nelson is very, very quick. And you give her a sliver, and she's going to drive on you, and she does it once again. She's got six this afternoon. Largest lead of the ball game at 5 now for Illinois State. They lead it 14-9. Easton, she'll pull up, puts up a little 12-footer, won't go. Rebound comes off Redbirds. With the basketball is Nelson. She'll stop, comes outside, open three on the way, and it's good. Seaburger with her first points of the afternoon, and she nails the open three. Northwest takes yet another timeout, unhappy with leaving a Redbird wide open. 8:56 to play, 17-9. The Redbirds over the Bearcats. We'll be back right after this. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Annie Matthews will get it in, and she gets it to Veldhuizen. Van Huizen will get it to Easton. Easton now top of the key. Over to Nelson. Nelson to Easton. A three on the way. Won't go. Rebound comes off and controlled by Seeberger for Illinois State. She'll get it up to Nelson. Nelson at the top of the key. Nelson comes left side wing. She'll find Hall. Hall on the drive. She'll stop, put up a shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound, Easton. Easton snakes her way through the Illinois State defense. Now drives. We've got a whistle and a foul, and that's going to be before the shot. Foul's going to go against Lindsey Smith. Her first personal foul. Lindsey, a transfer from Wisconsin, into the game for the first time. She's from DeWitt, Iowa. Inbounds goes to Northwest and up and in by Schechinger, her first points of the afternoon. So Schechinger, Timbers got two, and it's 17-11 now. Illinois State with the lead in the basketball. Left side wing goes Smith. Top of the key to Nelson. Over on the right wing is Seeberger, and we've got a whistle and a traveling call on Seeberger as she was trying to drive against the Bearcat defense. Meredith Smith will check in for Easton now for Northwest. Inbounds will go to Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen. Kenna will now get it to Ashley Nelson on the baseline. She'll have to clear it back outside, and it's knocked out of bounds by Stakara Hall of Illinois State. We've got a timeout. And with the timeout on the floor, we'll take a timeout here. 7:47 remaining first half. Redbirds 17, Bearcats 11. We'll be back right after this 60-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Welcome back to Redbird Arena here on the campus of Illinois State University. Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats doing a nice job in this exhibition game against Division I competition here this afternoon. They trail by six, score 17-11 here with 7:47 remaining. Northwest has had their struggles from the field, only shooting 27%. Illinois State has lit it up a little bit since we last told you. They were only shooting 27.5%. Now they've moved that up to about 39% from the field. So they're getting some shots to drop. Northwest still having some trouble on the offensive end with that new motion offense. But it will only get better. Nelson will inbounds, and she gets it in to Veldhuizen for Northwest. Veldhuizen with it. She'll go on the baseline. Merity Scott. Merity kicks it back out. Now they'll go to Scott. Scott, she'll drive, and we've got a whistle underneath and a foul. That's going to go against Illinois State. And that foul will go against Brianna Pooney, her first personal foul. Northwest will inbounds underneath their own bucket. They'll get it in on the baseline. There's Nelson. She'll put it up and in. Ashley Nelson, she's got a couple of more. She's got four on the afternoon. Pulls Northwest back to within four. With the basketball now, it's Crump. She'll come over to Smith. Smith now back out to Nelson, top of the key. She'll drive the paint now. Bounce pass underneath, and the shot is up and good by Pooney. First 2 points of the night for Brianna Pooney. And it's back up to a six-point lead for Illinois State. Northwest underneath, Annie Matthews. She'll put up a shot, won't go. Rebound comes off, Redbirds. With the basketball is Nelson, over to Hall. Hall now, she'll drive the paint, pulls up. 13-footer, and it's good. Hall, she's got 4 points now. 21-13, back up to an eight-point lead. Three-pointer on the way from Scott. It won't go. Gets her own rebound. She'll put up another shot off the glass this time. It's good. 5 points for Meredith Scott. Meredith, the Maryville product from Maryville High School. The senior guard for Northwest. Now with 5 points in the contest. 21-15, our score. Top of the key is Crump. Crump now, she'll put up a shot, and it bounds off the rim and now goes in. It bounced off the rim a couple of different times, and she finally got it to fall. We've got a whistle as the ball is knocked out of bounds by Stakara Hall. It'll be Northwest basketball. Hall will get a breather into the ball game. A defensive substitution for Illinois State. Monique Stevens back in for the Bearcats. Three-pointer on the way by Scott. Won't go. Rebound. It's controlled by Pooney. She'll get it out to Nelson. Nelson, that's Chloe. She'll go inside. Octavia Crump. Shot up. Won't go. Rebound comes off to Schechinger, and she'll get it up to Stevens. Stevens with the basketball. On the baseline. Shot up, and it's good. By Meredith Scott, and Scott gets loose. We've got a timeout on the floor by Illinois State, just a 30. Our score with 5:37 left to go in the first half. It's Illinois State 23, Northwest 17. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Welcome back to Illinois State University. It will be the Redbirds with the basketball. Seeberger gets it in to Nelson, and Nelson will bring it down the floor. Northwest. Nelson goes up against Stevens. Stevens all over. Now she'll go left side wing, and with the basketball is Freeman. Freeman just checking into the ball game for Illinois State. Goes back to Nelson. Nelson goes on the right side wing to Seeberger. Seeberger with the basketball, and we've got a whistle and a foul, and that's going to go against Blaurock, and that for her will be her second personal foul. You're hearing lots of whistles here in this ball game. There was a rule change. There's no hand checking allowed this year whatsoever. You're not supposed to be able to put hands on a player at all. And with five less scholarships on the missed free throw right there, that puts Northwest in a little bit of disadvantage here. With the basketball, Northwest on the missed free throw. Meredith Scott with the basketball. She'll come back out to Stevens. Stevens on the right side wing has it knocked away, and now she gathers it back in. She'll stop, gives off. Shot up by Blaurock. She'll miss everything, and the rebound comes out and cleared out of there by Freeman. Mackenzie Freeman gets it up to Chloe Nelson. Nelson across the timeline now. She'll set that Redbird offense. Top of the key. She'll move over on the left side. Seaberg takes a three-pointer. It will not go. Rebound comes out. Stevens. Stevens with the basketball now. Stevens with it for Northwest. Looking underneath. Can't find anybody. Will move and dribble toward the left side. Stops. Gives to Nelson. Nelson back to Stevens, a three-pointer on the way off the front of the iron, will not go. Rebound pulled out of there by Pooney. Pooney clears it to Seaberg, now up to Nelson. Nelson with the basketball with 4 minutes left to go in the first half. Northwest trails by six. With the basketball now is Mackenzie Freeman to Nelson on the left side wing. Inside to go to Seaberg. Seaberg with the height advantage. She'll put up a shot, won't go. Rebound cleared out by Matthews. Matthews clears it up to Stevens. Stevens quickly down to Nelson. Ashley, top of the key to Matthews. Now over to Meredy Scott. Back to Stevens. Stevens gives to Ashley on a cutter underneath. They find Matthews, and Matthews puts it up and in. What a nice job on that motion offense by Northwest that time as they find a cutting Annie Matthews. She'll get her first two of the afternoon. Northwest is back to within four. With the basketball is Freeman. Top of the key, it goes to Wingy. Wingy with it. Being covered by Nelson. Wingy now stops at the free throw line. Gives to Seaberg. Seaberg clears it out. Open three for Nelson. Won't go. Rebound being fought for. Still being fought for, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Pooney, last touch the basketball, and we've got a timeout with 3 minutes left to go in the first half. Our score, Illinois State 23, Northwest 19. We'll be back in 60. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Welcome back to Illinois State University. With 3 minutes left to go in the first half, it's Illinois State leading Northwest 23-19, but it's been a very competitive ball game here. Northwest has got to be pleased with some aspects, probably way too many turnovers here in the first half for head coach Michael Smith's liking, but seeing a lot of good things. They really put that motion offense together just a few minutes ago and made a couple of two or three passes and found it cutting Annie Matthews underneath to put it up and in for the Bearcats. Bearcats will have the ball as we come back from that timeout. Matthews will inbounds to Monique Stevens, and Stevens will bring the basketball down for the Bearcats here. Stevens will come left side and hand off to Easton. Easton comes back to the right side, finds Scott. Scott, high point so far for the Bearcats with seven. Now they'll give to Easton. Easton puts up a shot, and she'll put it up and in. Adriel Easton with her fourth point of the afternoon, and Northwest now pulls to within two. Top of the key, now over to Hall. Hall on the left side wing. Hall back out top. It goes to Wingy. Wingy with the basketball. Stops, looks, now shoots. 15-footer won't go. Rebound cleared out of there by Northwest. With the basketball, the shot is up, and it's good by Monique Stevens. First two on the afternoon by Monique. And this game is tied at 23. Northwest did a nice job. Chekinger cleared that out of there, and they got it. Now there's an open three by Illinois State. And it was Hall that did it. She's got 7 points now in the first half, and we've got a whistle and a foul. That's going to go against Stevens. Or check that. It's going to go against Matthews. That will be her second personal. And the Redbirds will inbounds near their bench. 1:47 remaining here in the first half. 26-23, a three-point Illinois State lead against the Bearcats. Hall, left side wing, top of the key. With the basketball is Wingy. Now she'll give to Nelson. Nelson back to Wingy. Over to Nelson on the right side wing. She'll pull up. 17-footer won't go. Rebound. Fought for. Control by Hall. Hall puts it back up and in. Hall's got nine. She's had a really good end of this first half, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Hall. So it remains Northwest basketball here with 1:16 to play. 28-23. Northwest had it tied at 23 just a couple of moments ago. And now a 5-0 run by Illinois State. Crump enters the ball game for Illinois State with the basketball of Stevens, top of the key, being guarded by Hall. She'll go left side way. Schechinger is there, and we've got a whistle and a foul, and that's going to go against Crump. Her second, another hand check. A lot of coaches don't like the new rule. And with the substitution, Crump will come out, and into the ball game will be Kaylin Gebhardt for Illinois State. Meredy Scott will inbounds for the Bearcats here. They trail by five with 1:08 left to go first half. Get it into Schechinger. Timber with the basketball, top of the key. She'll go over to Matthews. Matthews to Stevens. Stevens drives. Couple of players in the paint on the floor. Northwest regains possession, and we've got a whistle before the shot. That's going to go against Wingy, her first personal foul. And Marini Scott will go to the free throw line to shoot the free throws for Northwest here. Marini has got a total of 7 points so far this afternoon. First free throw will not go, and the follow also won't go by Easton. Rebound comes out for Illinois State here. So Northwest had a chance to get that missed free throw and on a little point-blank putback, but wasn't able to get it done. Nelson takes a shot. It won't go. Follow shot will not go, and we've got a rebound coming Northwest way. Schechinger with the rebound for the Bearcats. Stevens with it. Picked up defensively by Nelson at the top of the key. She'll work left side. Comes back top of the key to Schechinger. Now the ball stolen away by Hall. Hall on the break. Layup up. And it's good. Hall now with 11 and a 7-point lead. Stevens top of the key to Schechinger. Now over on the baseline. Shot by Scott. Will not go at the buzzer. And at the end of the first half of play, our score, it's Illinois State 30, Northwest 23. We'll be back with your halftime right after this two-minute timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to Redbird Arena on the campus of Illinois State University. We're at halftime, and our score, it's the Illinois State Redbirds 30, the Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats 23, and all in all, it's been a competitive first half of action here. The game has been tied three or four times here in the first half. But there late in the first half, the Redbirds able to go on a 5-0 run, and then they stretched it out to 7 right before the end of the first half. When we come back, we'll have the totals and highlights of this first half of action. We'll do that when we return right after this timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Welcome back to Illinois State University. Our score at halftime is Illinois State 30, Northwest 23. And let's take a look at the scoring in the first half. First, both teams came out as expected. First game jitters of the 2013-2014 basketball season. And a lot of turnovers. There's been a lot of fouls here in this first half. And offensively, neither team able to, score with great regularity early in the ball game. Since that time, both teams have heated up a little bit, especially Illinois State. Early in the ball game, they were shooting just at 27% from the field. They've got that moved up to almost 41% from the field in the first half. From the three-point stripe, they have been able to hurt the Bearcats there, getting some open looks from three-point land. I'm sure they will try to close that up in the second half. They were able to, Illinois State was able to get two gals wide open for three-pointers in that first half, and it caused immediate timeouts from Coach Michael Smith to try to get that corrected. But Illinois State been able to hit 4 of 7 from three-point range, shooting 57% from three, shooting 17% better from three than they are from the field here in this first half. And from the charity stripe, they're 0 of 4. They've not been able to hit anything from the free throw line here in this first half. For Northwest, on the other hand, from the field, they're shooting 34.5% from the field, just shooting 10% from the three-point line. They're a woeful 1 of 10 from 3. They've not been bashful about shooting the threes, and they've had some open looks from threes. They just can't get anything much to fall, just shooting 10% from the three-point line. Free throws, 2 of 5, shooting 40% in the charity stripe here in that first half. Again, our score in the after one half of play, Illinois State 30, Northwest 23. We'll be back with more of our halftime show. We'll do that right after this 30-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Welcome back to Redbird Arena. We're at halftime. Illinois State leads the Bearcats by a score of 30-23. Want to remind you that immediately following this game, we will have a very abbreviated post game, almost none at all, and we will switch you live to Bearcat Arena, where John Coffey and Matt Gorder are standing by. The Northwest men getting ready here in just about 6 minutes to tip it off against Graceland University in an exhibition contest. So as soon as this game is final, we'll go live to Bearcat Arena for the rest of that men's contest between the Bearcats and the Yellow Jackets of Graceland University. Here at halftime, Northwest is being led by Marini Scott with a total of 7 points in the first half. Ariel Easton, Ashley Nelson, each had 4 points for the Bearcats. And then Shelby Mustaine, also Monique Stevens, Timber Schechinger, and Annie Matthews each contributed 2 points apiece here in this first half. Maybe one of the big stories is one of the new Bearcats this year, Shelby Mustaine. She's done a nice job. She's got 4 defensive rebounds, 4 total rebounds here in the first half. Adriel Nelson, also a new Bearcat, has 5 rebounds in the first half, 1 offensive and 4 defensive. Timber Schechinger in just limited minutes, about 14 in the first, or I think that 13 minutes in the first half. She's also got 4 rebounds. Annie Matthews off the bench for the Bearcats has got 3. Northwest trails in total rebounds 23-20 to Illinois State, but have done a nice job, particularly on the defensive rebounds here in this first half. At halftime here, our score, Illinois State 30, Northwest 23. We'll be back, and we'll have more for you at halftime. We'll do that right after this 30-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Welcome back to Redbird Arena here on the campus of Illinois State University. And for Illinois State in the first half, they were led scoring by Stakara Hall, who had 11 points in the first half. Chloe Nelson, their little point guard, she's pitched in 6 points in the first half. Allison Seaberger, Katie Wingy, and Mackenzie Freeman each had 3 points for Illinois State. Brianna Pooney and Octavia Crump both contributed 2 points in this first half. Taking a look at some of the stats, field goal stats anyway, for Northwest, Shelby Mustaine, in 7 minutes of play, was 1-for-2 from the field. Ariel Nelson, in 14 minutes of play, was 2-of-8. Ashley Nelson, in 14 minutes of play, was 1-for-4. Monique Stevens, in 14 minutes of play, was 1-for-2. Alexandria Blaurock of Northwest, that was 0-for-2 in the first half from the field in 13 minutes of action. Timber Schechinger, with 14 minutes of play, was 1-for-2 from the field. Kenna Beldheisen was 0-for-1 in 5 minutes off the bench for head coach Michael Smith. And Annie Matthews was 1-for-2 in 13 minutes of action for the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri State University. For Illinois State, Matty Oliver was 0 for 2 from the field. Chloe Nelson was 3 of 6. Shakira Hall was 5 of 9. Allison Seaberger was 1 for 4. Katie Wingy was 1 for 3. Octavia Crump was 1 for 2. Kaylin Gebhardt was 0 for 2. Brianna Puny was 1 for 3. And Mackenzie Freeman was 1 for 1 from the field for Illinois State. Again, the score at halftime is the Bearcats are back out on the floor, and now here comes Illinois State back out on the floor. Our score at halftime, it's the Redbirds 30, the Bearcats 23. We'll be back. Talk more halftime and what Northwest will have to do here in this second half. We'll do that right after this 60-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Welcome back to Illinois State University. We're at halftime. The Redbirds lead the Bearcats by 7, 30-23. And in the second half, I think you can expect Northwest to come out with that same level of intensity. Really no foul problems for the Bearcats. Blaurock and Matthews each have a couple, but other than that, everybody else, for the most part, just with one. Illinois State, Octavia Crump picked up her second personal foul there late in the first half. She's the only one with two for this Illinois State ball club. You're going to see lots of players because of that new rule. Lots of fouls, lots of turnovers here in this first half, and I'm sure Coach Smith will ask his team to take care of the basketball a little bit better in this second half. They need to shoot the ball a little better. They need to run that motion offense. When they've been able to be patient and run that offense, they've been able to get some awfully good looks and make some baskets for Northwest, and so we really expect that to happen. For Illinois State, I think, you know, they're a team that's very athletic. They're taller than the Bearcats, and I'm sure they would like to pressure the thing inside. The way they were able to get out in front in this first half was to be able to get the ball inside, go to their bigs, and to be able to get in there and get some easy buckets in that first half of play. We're at halftime. We'll be back with the opening tip right after this 15-second timeout. You're in tune with Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Well, we're ready to go. The Bearcats are back out on the floor. Illinois State now coming on the floor themselves here to get this second half underway. It'll be Illinois State basketball to start this second half. Illinois State leads the Bearcats by a score of 30-23. Now the Bearcats will have the basketball. Bearcats, Nelson will inbounds, get it to Monique Stevens. Stevens, Nelson, Easton. Also over there is Blaurock and Mustaine. So the same starting five. Now a loose ball picked up by Hall. Hall with the basketball. Same starting five for Illinois State as well. Nelson top of the key. Nelson, she'll work, goes underneath. Immediately they go inside and they find Mandy Oliver, and she puts her first two in. Here comes Northwest with the basketball is Easton. She'll get it back out top to Blaurock. Now over on the wing to Nelson. Now back out to Easton. Easton cross court to Stevens. Stevens, she'll drive, stops in the paint, clears it back out to Easton. Easton thought about it, now puts up a shot, and it's good. Easton with two for the Bearcats. She's got six now. 32-25. Illinois State leads the Bearcats here. Just underway in the second half with the basketball, Seaburger. Seaburger goes to Wingy. Now out top to Hall. Hall puts up a shot. It will not go. Rebound comes out, Seaburger. Seaburger clears it back out to Hall. Top of the key to Nelson. Nelson will reset the offense. Goes over on the left side wing. She'll find Wingy. Now inside. Kicks it back out to Seaburg. Over to Hall. To Nelson. Inside. They try to go to Oliver. Oliver puts up a left-hander. Won't go. Rebound comes out and cleared by Seaburger. Three-pointer on the way now for Nelson. It won't go. Rebound comes out to Mustaine. Mustaine clears it out to Stevens. Stevens on the attack for the Bearcats. Northwest trails by seven here, 32-25. Stevens, she'll work here, left side. Wide open three for Nelson on the way from the baseline won't go, and we've got a whistle and a foul underneath. And that's going to go against Wingy, I believe. And that for her will be her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half. Blaurock will come out of the game, into the game for Northwest. Will be Timber Schechinger. Stevens will inbounds underneath the Bearcat basket. And we've got a five-second violation on the Bearcats. The first one on them here today. That turnover gives it right back to Illinois State. 17:50 left to play here in the ball game. 32-25, Illinois State up by seven. With the basketball is Nelson. She'll work right side now, and we've got a blocking foul on Stevens. And Stevens will pick up her first personal, first team foul in the second half for Northwest. Illinois State will inbounds. They get it to Hall on the right wing. Hall now backs up. She'll move, goes down low on the right side, stops, gives off. Jumper on the way from Oliver. It will not go and lost out of bounds by Seaburger. Seaburger had the rebound and then just lost it out of bounds. It'll be Northwest basketball here. 17:30 left to play in the ball game. 7-point Redbird lead over the Bearcats. Stevens with the basketball. She'll come up, brings it across the timeline, working against Nelson. Comes left side, down low, on the drive. There's Nelson. She'll put it off the grass, won't go. Rebound comes out to Wingy. Wingy clears it up the floor to Nelson. Nelson, she thought about the shot, and we've got a whistle and a foul underneath. That foul's going to go against the Bearcats. And it's going to be charged to Monique Stevens, her second team foul here in the second half, both on Monique. Chloe Nelson back out to the free throw line. Her shot is up, and it's no good. Chloe Nelson, a 5'7" senior guard from Florissant, Missouri. Mustaine will get a breather. Annie Matthews will check back in for the Bearcats. Next free throw opportunity for Nelson is on the way, and it's finally good. They finally got one. Seven chances, and they got one to fall here. 33-25 the score. Redbirds over the Bearcats. With it is Stevens over on the wing to Nelson. Ashley now works, drives the paint. Loose ball picked up by Nelson. Nelson stripped it away. She'll go up with the layup and puts it up and in. Chloe Nelson with two more. She's got nine now on the game. Largest lead of the ball game for the Redbirds at 10 points, 35-25. With the basketball is Stevens at the free throw line. Underneath, baseline pass and cut, and the shot goes up and in by Ashley Nelson. Nelson now with six on the afternoon. 35-27. Seaburg goes over to Wingy. Wingy top of the key to Hall. Hall now. She has that pass batted away, and Stevens comes up with the loose ball for the Bearcats. Stevens across the timeline, works left side wing, stops, looks, now goes back on the right. Top of the key and goes to Easton. Easton looking for a cutter, goes over on the right side wing to Stevens. Stevens now from the right wing, top of the key to Matthews, left side wing to Nelson. Nelson goes inside, finds Schechinger. Her shot will not go. Matthews tries to save it and gets it over to Nelson. She saves it from going out of bounds. Easton drives, puts up a shot, won't go. Rebound Oliver. She'll clear out to Nelson, up to Hall. Hall now on the drive, puts up the shot, will not go, and we've got a whistle and a foul. Down hard on the floor was Ashley Nelson. And that will be her first personal. Make that her second personal, first of the second half, and we've got a timeout on the floor. So with 15:40 left to go in the ball game, our score, it's Illinois State 35, Northwest 27. We'll be back in 60. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Being entertained by the Illinois State pep band and cheerleaders here during this timeout. With 15:40 to play in the ball game, Illinois State leads Northwest Missouri State by a score of 35-27. Northwest, early in this second half, shooting only 34% from the field compared to 40% for Illinois State. Northwest will have the basketball, and Annie Matthews will inbounds for the Bearcats. Chloe Nelson will pick up the Bearcats right at half court. Defensively for the Redbirds, Monique Stevens with the basketball. Point guard for Northwest will go on the right side. Now comes back left side to Nelson. Nelson looks inside. She'll find Matthews. Matthews thought about it. Now kicks it back out. Open three on the way by Stevens. And it's good. Monique Stevens with her first three. And she's got five on the afternoon. Pulls Northwest back to within five. Chloe Nelson with the shot up off the glass. Won't go. Loose ball picked up by Gebhardt. We've got a whistle. Now the officials are going to talk things over here. The official on the far side of the court saw something. Now he's going to talk it over with his partners here. And we're going to let both teams have a timeout here as they're going to look at a review. I don't know if possibly there might have been an elbow or a swing down on the Illinois State end of the floor, but it's under review right now. They're going to take a look at it. So we've got a timeout here with 15:03 left to play in the ball game. Illinois State leads Northwest 35-30. Northwest on a little run here to begin the second half. And whatever it was, no harm, no foul. And both teams are going to get back out on the floor, and it'll be Illinois State basketball as we resume live action here with 15:03 to play. Illinois State. Wingy will inbounds for the Redbirds. She'll get it in to Crump. Crump will drive, puts up or tries to pass, and saved by Nelson from going out of bounds. Top of the key to Wingy. Back out to Nelson. Nelson over to McKenzie. And that's Freeman. Freeman with the basketball now. Back out top. Really whipping the ball around is the Redbirds. Shot by Crump won't go. Gets her own rebound. She puts it up and in. Octavia Crump, she's got four now, and that pulls it back out to a seven-point Redbird lead here. Monique Stevens with the basketball. She'll go left side. Scheckinger, Timber with it. She'll go over. Three-pointer on the way. Won't go by Monique Stevens. She just made one. She went back to her on the hot hand. She had an open three, just couldn't get it to go down. With the basketball now is Illinois State. Wingy with the basketball. Wingy comes out right side wing to Nelson. Nelson being guarded by Stevens. Stevens, now they say it's a kick, so came right back up to her. She was just about set to go out on the break, but with the kick, that'll give it back to Illinois State. A couple of substitutions. Nelson and Matthews will come out. Mustaine and also Blaurock will check in for the Bearcats. Nelson will inbounds underneath her own basket for Illinois State. Gets it in. Pooney goes over. She'll find Wingy. Wingy back to Pooney, and we've got a charging foul on Pooney. That'll be her second personal foul. So the Bearcats draw the charge. And it'll be Bearcat basketball here, and we'll try to cut this seven-point lead with 13:50 to play in the contest. Stevens with the basketball, comes left side wing to Marini Scott, over to Scheckinger, and we've got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. That's going to go against the Redbirds. And Crump will pick up her third personal foul. Northwest will inbounds underneath their own bucket. We've got a substitution for Crump. She'll come out. Into the ball game will be Bess for Illinois State here. Crump has to sit down with three personal fouls. Northwest with the basketball. They will inbounds. They get it to a wide open Marini Scott cutting to the basket, and she puts it up and in. 9 points for Marini Scott for Northwest. Northwest back to within five here. 13:30 to play in the ball game. Illinois State. Freeman will take a shot from three, and it's good. She's only made a couple of baskets, but they've both been threes, and now Hall will steal the ball. Loose ball on the floor, and we've got a whistle and a foul, and that's going to go against Chloe Nelson of Illinois State. Looked like that Stevens was going to get to the basketball, and she and Nelson both went down hard, and Nelson's going to be ticketed with a violation here, her first personal. It'll be Northwest basketball. 40-32, an 8-point lead after that 3-pointer from Illinois State last time down. Northwest with the basketball. With it is Bell DeHuizen for Northwest. Over on the baseline drive, and they go back out top to Scott. Scheckinger with the basketball on the. She tries to get it to the top of the key, and it's stolen by Hall, and now Hall loses it out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers for both these clubs. I guess it's not supposed to look pretty in the first exhibition game of the season, and it's really not in this one. Both teams are learning a valuable amount of information about themselves and each other here. Northwest will have the basketball. Now we've got a timeout on the floor. So with 12:56 to play, it's the Redbirds 40, the Bearcats 32. We'll be back in just a 30-second timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to Illinois State University with 12:56 to play in the ball game. Illinois State leads Northwest by a score of 40-32. On a couple of occasions here in the second half, Northwest has been able to pull it back to within 5 points. And each time, Illinois State's been able to stretch it back out to 8. Both teams are out on the floor. We're continuing to look at a replay over at the scorer's table. Don't know exactly what it was, but obviously one of the officials thought they saw possibly an elbow or something. But they're trying to get it straightened down here as they're looking at the monitor across the way here at the scorer's table. Now they're got everything straightened out here. It'll be Bearcat basketball. They will inbounds underneath or right in front of the Illinois State bench. They get it into Veldhuizen. Van Huizen with the basketball. She has it knocked out of bounds by Pooney. Nearly lost it there with Monique Stevens getting a breather here. Veldhuizen's got to be the point for Northwest. Blaurock will inbounds in front of the Bearcat bench. She'll get it to a long three, and it's good. Right before the shot clock went off, Marini Scott drains a three. She's got 12 in the afternoon. Pulls Northwest back to within 5. 40-35 the score. Pooney with the basketball. She'll turn, look at the basket. Now put up a 17-footer. It won't go. Rebound, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Mustaine for Northwest. So Illinois State will get it back here with 12:25 to play in the ball game. Chloe Nelson will inbounds. She tries to go to Pooney, and it's stolen, now restolen by Illinois State. Loose ball on the floor, picked up by Pooney. She'll get it to Hall. Hall will set the offense, goes over to Nelson now. Nelson, top of the key for the Redbirds. Will work left side, now goes back to Pooney. Pooney, she'll drive, and we've got a whistle and a foul, and that's going to go against Northwest on the drive. I believe it's going to go against Shelley. And for Mustaine, as her second personal, we've got Stevens, Nelson, and Easton all checking back in for Northwest.
Number 10, Ariel Easton in. Number 34, Amy Matthews in. And number 21, Monique Stevens.
So mass substitution here for the Bearcats. Nelson gets it in to Freeman. Freeman will put up a shot from 15. Won't go. Rebound, Nelson. She'll get it to Stevens. Stevens across the timeline. Stevens, top of the key, working against Nelson. Comes left side. On the way. She'll get it to Easton. Down low, left side. Easton, top of the key. Finds Blalock. Blalock now. Comes left side wing to Matthews. Down low. There's a shot on the way from about 18 from Easton. It won't go. Rebound comes out Illinois State. They'll get it quickly up to Nelson. Nelson on the drive, stops, looks, has it knocked out of bounds off of Ashley Nelson of Northwest. And it'll be Illinois State basketball. Timeout now, and with the timeout on the floor, 11:33 to play in the ball game. Our score, Illinois State 40, Northwest 35. We'll be back in 60. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at TacoJohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Welcome back to Redbird Arena here on the campus of Illinois State University. Our score, with 11:33 to play in the ball game, the Redbirds lead Northwest by 5, 40-35, and Illinois State just can't shake this pesky D2 basketball program from Northwest Missouri State University. So far in the ball game, Northwest has shot 15 of 40 from the field, just 37.5%. But Illinois State has dropped in their field goal percentage. They're 17 of 44, shooting 38.6% here in the ball game thus far. It'll be Illinois State basketball. Hall will inbounds for the Redbirds. They'll go down low, and they find Freeman. Freeman being covered up by Ashley Nelson. Now gets it back out to Hall. Top of the key to Nelson. Nelson on the right side wing. Chloe Nelson with it. She'll drive, stops, gets it over. Three-pointer on the way, won't go. Rebound, Pooney. Pooney will clear it out to Hall. Hall back out to Nelson. Chloe Nelson now goes left side wing, down low to Pooney. She'll drive the paint, puts up the shot on the baseline, won't go. Rebound fought for and controlled by Monique Stevens of Northwest. Stevens now. She'll set her offense for the Bearcats. Top of the key comes left side. She'll find Lawlock over there. We've got a whistle and a foul, and that's going to go against Illinois State. It's going to be called on Best, her first personal. Northwest will inbounds in front of their own bench. Seeberger will check in now, and Best will get a breather for Illinois State. Important possession here for the Bearcats. They trail by just 5 here. They go to Blaurock. She'll go right side wing to Stevens. Stevens back over to Matthews. Now back to Blaurock. Blaurock, she'll find Easton and nearly lost it, but Easton gathers it in. Will work right side wing. Goes down low. Finds Stevens. Top of the key. Open 3. Nelson. It's good. Ashley Nelson. She's got 3 more. Got 9 on the afternoon, and that pulls Northwest to within 2. Northwest and Coach Smith trying to get the defense into this game, and they were unable to do it as Hall was open underneath, and Hall puts it up and in. Hall with 13. Back to a 4-point lead now for Illinois State. 42-38. Big three by Ashley Nelson last time down. Now a loose ball picked up by Nelson. Nelson layup, she'll put it up and in. That was a heartbreaking turnover that time by Adriel Easton for Northwest. And Coach Smith wants to time out here to talk things over. After getting back to within 2, the Redbirds have now pushed it back up to a 6-point lead. Illinois State 44, Northwest 38. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at
660-582-2191. Our score with 9:45 remaining in the ball game: the Redbirds 44, the Bearcats 38. Coach Smith talking things over with his Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats. Cut the lead all the way down, an 8-point lead all the way down to 2 points, and then all of a sudden Illinois State was able to get two quick baskets. And I'm sure that Coach Smith would rather have had his Northwest Missouri State team play a little bit better defense on both those possessions. Now they're talking things over. And when we resume to live action, Northwest will be facing with a 6-point deficit. Still talking things over, Illinois State. This Northwest ball team coming in, a Division II program, going up against this Division I program. Illinois State plays out of the Missouri Valley Conference, picked to finish eighth in this 2013-2014 season. Northwest will have the basketball, and they inbounds to Monique Stevens. Stevens now. She'll come over left side. They find Marini Scott. Scott puts up the 10-footer. Won't go. Knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Annie Matthews. So it'll be Illinois State basketball here. Northwest needs a defensive possession here. They need a stop. This time down, Chloe Nelson will bring it down for the Redbirds. She comes and moves left side. Now goes over on the right to Seaberger. Seaberger has it knocked away, and it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be off of Schechinger. So it remains Illinois State basketball. Pooney getting a breather here as Oliver checks back in for the Redbirds. Inbounds pass goes to Nelson. Nelson, top of the key. Nelson working against Stevens. Stevens really done a nice job defensively on Nelson for the most part this entire ball game. On the baseline, now a shot from outside, and it's good by Maddie Oliver. Oliver, you know, wouldn't think. She is a 6'1" junior. She is, wouldn't think that she would pull out and make a 17-footer, but she just did. 46-38 to score. Northwest with the basketball. They trail by 8 with the basketball with Stevens. Stevens, baseline now. Underneath, there's Matthews. She put it up. It won't go. Rebound comes out to Wingy. Boy, that was one that should have went down for Annie Matthews. With the basketball is Nelson. Nelson over to Seaberg. Now to Wingy. Inside, they go to Oliver. Kicks it back out to Freeman. Over to a wide open Nelson, Chloe, and her shot will not go. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be off, I believe, off of Annie Matthews, who's going to get a breather as Shelby Mustang will check back in for Northwest. Hall will inbounds for Illinois State here. Hall gets it into Wingy. She'll put up a shot. It's partially blocked. Rebound, and it's going to be off of Northwest, so it remains Illinois State basketball here. Hall will inbounds once again for this Redbird basketball team. Hall looking for help. Now we've got a whistle, and it's going to be a foul on Ashley Nelson. Going down hard was Wingy, and they said that it was a trip, and it's going to be charged to Ashley Nelson. Ashley didn't think so. So now it will be Illinois State. They'll inbounds and get it to Hall. Hall now with 8:15 remaining in the ball game. Will work against Stevens. Hall got an open three on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Freeman with it. Freeman being double teamed. And we've got a whistle and a timeout call by Illinois State here. As Northwest had done a really, really good job of double teaming her. She couldn't go anywhere. So they forced the timeout with 8:04 to play in the ball game. Our score, Illinois State 46, Northwest Missouri State 38. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Welcome back to Redbird Arena here, a beautiful arena that seats 10,300 people. It's got a circus tent type of ceiling here at Illinois State. It's very unique, in fact, the ceiling and the material made to make this ceiling here. Only three in the entire world has this type of ceiling, and it lets the natural sunlight in besides the lighting provided here in the auditorium, in the arena. It's a very nice setting for basketball here for this first game of the 2013-2014 Bearcat exhibition and regular season. Both these teams, as we told you, one exhibition game. It doesn't count on the record, but it allows both teams to see what they really need to work on here in the ball game or for the season coming up. Northwest will start their regular season in non-conference play next Saturday, and we'll have that game for you here across the Bearcat Radio Network as they travel to Quincy, Illinois to meet up with Quincy University. It'll be Illinois State to inbounds here. They'll get it in, and they find Wingy out top on the right side. Go back to Hall. Hall inside to Oliver. Oliver will clear it back out. Open three by Nelson. It won't go. Rebound being fought for, and it's controlled by Stevens. Stevens now will bring it back up the floor for Northwest. Northwest trails by 8, 46-38. Northwest needs to make a little run right here. With the basketball is Nelson. Nelson looking for a cutter, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be off of Oliver. Out of bounds, so it'll remain Northwest basketball. It'll be Stevens who will inbounds for the Bearcats. Stevens looking around. Now gets it into Mustaine. Mustaine gives to Nelson. Nelson, top of the key, goes left side to Monique Stevens. Stevens now. She'll drive. Finds Marinie Scott, but Scott will give it back to Stevens. Looking for a cutter. Can't find anybody. Shot clock now expires as the ball goes out of bounds. So it'll be Illinois State basketball. Seberg will inbounds for Illinois State. Gets it to Nelson. Nelson with the basketball across the timeline for the Redbirds. She'll go left side. Gives off to Wingy. Wingy. Top of the key to Hall. Now over on the baseline. There goes Nelson. She'll put up a shot from about 7 feet. Won't go. Rebound. Mustang. Outlets up to Stevens. Stevens with the basketball for Northwest. Top of the key to Nelson. Nelson works. Open lane. Drives the bucket. Won't go. We've got a whistle and a foul underneath. That foul's going to go against Illinois State. And it's going to go against Chloe Nelson, her second personal. And it'll send Ashley Nelson, the 5'9" junior guard from Omaha, Nebraska for Northwest, to the free throw line. Ashley's got 9 points. She'll try to make it 10 here, and she does. Ashley's second free throw opportunity is in the air, and it's also good. So 11 points now for Ashley Nelson, the junior guard for Northwest Missouri State. Northwest back to within 6 here. Need a stop here defensively. Nelson with the basketball. Chloe looking around. Finds Hall, now has it knocked away. Merritt E. Scott comes up with the steal. Scott will clear it out, gets it to Stevens. Stevens working against Chloe Nelson. Stevens has it knocked away temporarily, gets it back, goes to Nelson. She tried to go inside to Mustaine, throws the ball away. Turnover Northwest. Hall with it the other way. Open three on the way by Wingy. It will not go. Rebound, and we've got a whistle and a foul as Seaburger is tied up by Monique Stevens. Kind of a mismatch there. 5 foot three to 5 foot 11. Substitutions into the ball game as Oliver comes out. Nelson will also come out. And we've got Gebhardt and Freeman both checks in. Inbound, shot will not go. Rebound comes out to Easton. Easton on the attack. 2-on-1 break. Ashley Nelson shot up and it's good. Ashley Nelson, she's got two more. She's got 13. Northwest within four now. Need another stop defensively. Northwest in the man-to-man. Hall with it. Open three. Takes the shot. Won't go. Rebound. Fought four. And it's knocked out of bounds off of Seaburg. Turnover. Illinois State. And now Northwest with a chance to cut to two. Maybe one with the three. Northwest with the basketball. Monique Stevens, the 5 foot 3 inch junior point guard from Omaha, Nebraska, from Australia, with it for Northwest. Easton now with the basketball in the right wing, down low. Nelson, we've got a whistle and a foul. Nelson was trying to get it inside, and it's going to go against Wingy. That will be her third personal. Nelson made a nice move toward the bucket, was trying to find Mustaine underneath, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line. So Ashley Nelson, who's 2 for 2 from the free throw line, will put up yet another one, and it's good. She's got 14 so far this afternoon. Northwest back to within three. Ashley, the 5'9" junior guard from Omaha, can cut it to two, and she does. 15 points for Ashley Nelson. Illinois State 46, Northwest 44. Need another stop by the Bearcats. With the basketball, Seaburg, a three, won't go. We've got a whistle and a foul on the back. And I believe that's going to send Ashley Nelson to the free throw line once again. That foul on the rebound. That foul is going to go against Wingy, her fourth. And Ashley Nelson with a chance to tie it up here. Oliver will check in for Gebhardt. She'll come out. One thing Illinois State has done here the last three or four times, they've, you know, tried to go back to that three instead of working it inside where they've been successful. And they've come up empty. Free throw won't go this time, and it's out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Timber Schechinger. So with a chance to tie, we're not able to get the front end of the one-on-one. So here comes Illinois State back the other way, trying to pad their lead. Northwest with a stop, a needed stop here. Nelson goes to Oliver. Oliver back to Nelson, right side wing. Nelson now looking. Trying to find Freeman underneath. Can't find her. Goes to Hall at the top of the key. Hall now goes back on to Nelson. Nelson, jump shot, won't go. Rebound, fought for, and it's controlled by Shelby Mustang. Here comes Northwest. Stevens with the basketball. 46-44 the score. Northwest trails by two. They'll go to Stevens on the baseline. Stevens, she'll drive, put up a shot, and it's good. The game is tied. 17 for Ashley Nelson. And with 4:20 to play in the ball game, it's tied up at 46. Great job by Nelson that time for Northwest. She's taking this game over. There's a pass, and it's going to go out of bounds. Turnover, Illinois State, as their head coach says, settle down. Emotions to her team to calm down here a little bit. as Northwest has tied this game at 46. A chance to take the lead for the first time since early in this ball game for the Bearcats. Monique Stevens with the basketball goes to Easton. She's on the drive, puts up a shot, won't go. Nelson on the rebound. She'll kick it back out to Stevens. Stevens with it now. Ball game tied at 46. 3:50 to play in the ball game. Goes to Easton. She's got an open three, and it rims out. No good. And it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be off Seaberg. Northwest will get the basketball back, and Coach Smith wants a timeout here. And with 3:43 to play in the ballgame, our game is tied. Northwest 46, Redbirds 46. We'll be back in 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Welcome back to Redbird Arena on the campus of Illinois State University. Our game is tied. Northwest trailed by as much as 8 points here late in the game. They were able to cut that lead. You know, Coach Smith said in our pregame show that discipline and free throws would probably make the difference in this game. He thought his Bearcats matched up really, really well with this Illinois State team. And Illinois State down the stretch here has been undisciplined. They've shot some threes from way, way outside on three or four occasions down the stretch and have missed badly instead of going inside where they've hurt Northwest in the ball game. And then it was Ashley Nelson that kind of just took this game over the last 2 or 3 minutes. She's gone to the line 3 different times. She's 4 or 5 from the charity stripe in that time. And she hit a big field goal to get this game tied at 46. Both teams back out on the floor now. It'll be Northwest basketball with 3:43 to play. Game tied at 46. Monique Stevens will inbound. Monique looking for someone, finds Ashley Nelson. Nelson gets it out top. Schechinger now back to Stevens. Stevens shouts out directions to her team. Going against Nelson. Nelson nearly knocks it away. Stevens gets it back. Comes left side one. Schechinger now. She'll drive the paint. She's got an open layup. Won't go. Mustaine is there. Her shot won't go. And rebound comes out Oliver. Big miss that time. Northwest had a couple of easy chances. Couldn't get it to fall. They need a stop defensively with the basketball. Here's Illinois State. Freeman. They'll go over to Oliver, and Oliver puts up the shot from 17. Oliver has hurt Northwest on a couple of times from that 17-foot jumper. Just steps out from underneath the bucket and puts it up and in. She's got 6 on the afternoon. Redbirds back up by 2, 48-46. Schechinger, she'll have her pass stolen away by Freeman. Freeman now. Northwest is a couple of costly turnovers here. Trying to add to their lead is Illinois State University. Seaberg, top of the key to Freeman. Freeman now works left side. She'll get it to Wingy. Wingy now, top of the key. Seaberg over to Nelson. Chloe Nelson, she'll drive the paint, puts up a shot over Schechinger. Rebound, Illinois State. Oliver puts up the follow rebound, and it's good. Oliver with 8 now. Northwest on the attack. They'll put up the quick shot. Maybe not as good a shot as they would like. And we've got a foul on Timber Schechinger. And that for her will be her first personal. Into the ball game now is Annie Matthews giving Shelby Mustaine a breather here. 4-point Redbird lead. And they'll get a chance to add to it, but we've got a timeout on the floor. with 1:58 remaining in the ball game, Illinois State 50, Northwest Missouri State University 46. We'll be back at 30. You're in tune to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Welcome back to Illinois State University, and it's a 50-46 ball game. Illinois State on top. Northwest made a valiant run to get it tied up, had a chance on a couple of different occasions to take the lead, couldn't do it, and now Illinois State is back up by four. Wingie on the drive, she'll stop, pull it back out, Seabird to Nelson, Nelson top of the key, Nelson, well, she'll work left side, gets it to Hall, back out to Nelson, Nelson, she'll drive, stop, jump step, puts up a shot and it's good. Chloe Nelson just took over. That time, she's got 11 in the ball game, and it's back up to a 6-point ball game. Northwest running out of time with 1:21 left to go in the game, down by 6. Schechinger now, and she is tripped, and that'll be a foul against Seaberg, I believe. And for Seaberg, that's going to be her first personal. That'll put Schechinger to the free throw line. So Northwest now has to make free throws. With the clock stopped at 1:15 left to go in the ball game, they have to convert here. Last time they were at the line, they missed the front end. Schechinger's shot is on the way, and it's good. Timber's got a total of 3 points so far in the ball game. She'll try to make it four here, the 5'10" sophomore. And it's good. Took a while to fall, but it went. And that pulls Northwest back to within four. Chloe Nelson with the basketball for the Redbirds. She'll go left side. Over on that wing, now comes back top of the key. Goes to Wingie. Wingie back out to Nelson. Nelson, under a minute left to go in the ball game. Nelson, top of the key. Nelson now. She'll drive, and we've got a whistle and a blocking foul. Boy, that could have gone either way. Blocking foul on Stevens. Monique will pick up her third personal. And that'll send Chloe Nelson to the free throw line. So Northwest needs a miss here by Chloe Nelson. And this Illinois team has not shot well from the free throw line, but they do when it counts. They get that one to fall. 12 points on the afternoon for Chloe Nelson. She stepped up big here in the last minute. Shot on the way. It won't go. Rebound Matthews. Matthews clears it out to Stevens. 45 seconds left to go. Northwest will need to score quickly here. Stevens now. Time running down. They get it inside. Matthews now an open. Easton is there, and she puts it up and in, and we've got a whistle and a timeout with 33 seconds left to play in the ball game. With the two-point shot by Adriel Easton, the 5'6 junior guard from South Bend, Indiana, that not only gave her her 8th point of the afternoon, but it pulled Northwest to just within 3. So a one-possession ball game, possibly, for the Bearcats with 33 seconds left to go. Here in the ball game, Northwest trailed by as much as 10 points in this ball game, trailed by 8 on several different occasions. They've been able to get back in this thing and give Illinois State all they want here in this exhibition opening season game for both these ball clubs. It'll be Illinois State basketball when we come back from this timeout here. Again, 33.7 seconds on the scoreboard is all we've got left. I want to remind you that we'll be going immediately following this game. We'll be going live to Bearcat Arena for the Bearcat men as they take on Graceland University, the Yellow Jackets out of Lamoni, Iowa, in an exhibition contest on the men's side. John Coffey and Matt Gorder will have the play-by-play for you at the conclusion of this one. But boy, has this one been a dandy. This Northwest Missouri State University basketball team. You know, we were told by Coach Smith that they're a hardworking, they're a good group, they like one another, they work really, really hard, and they just don't ever give up. And they've not given up so far today. With the basketball is Wingy. Wingy goes to Nelson. Down to 25 seconds left to go in the ball game. Northwest needs a stop. Now they get the foul. Monique Stevens commits the foul, and that stops the clock with 22 seconds left to go. And it sends Chloe Nelson to the free throw line for Monique. That's her fourth personal. Nelson at the line. Just one of six earlier. And she'll try, and she makes that one. So Chloe, she makes them when she needs to. Chloe Nelson, a 5'7 senior from Florissant, Missouri. She's got 13, make it 14 as she hits the back end of the one-on-one, and that pulls the Redwoods back to within up five, 55-50. Northwest needs to score. Got an open three on the way, won't go. Rebound, Illinois State. Northwest going to have to foul, and they do. Timber Schechinger picks up the personal foul. We'll walk down to the other end of the court with just 10 seconds to play. And this game will be a whole lot closer than what this final score will probably indicate here. Northwest forced to foul here in the final 23 seconds of this one. It's going to send Seeberger to the free throw line. Seeberger's shot will not go. Annie Matthews gets the rebound. Here comes Northwest. They're not done yet. They need to score in a hurry. Here comes Stevens. Stevens, she'll drive the paint. Puts up the shot, won't go. Rebound comes out, Nelson. That's the ball game. Our final, Illinois State 55, Northwest 50. But what a great game. This Northwest team trailed by as many as 10 points in the second half. They trailed by eight on about six or eight different occasions in the second half. And they were able to fight back and get it tied at 46-46. And then in the last couple of minutes of this ball game, Illinois State able to get the lead back and stretch it back out and get the 55-50 final. That's going to do it for us. For Ben Dully back at the station, I'm Rodney Harris saying so long. When we'll take this 60-second timeout. When we return, we're going to be going live to Bearcat Arena for the Bearcat men's basketball game against Graceland. So long from Redbird Arena at Illinois State University.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.